It has a long history here. Back in the 1980s, of course, when the U.S. backed the Mujahideen effort against the Soviets in Afghanistan, lots of American money flowed into Pakistan. But once that happened, the American aid dried up, and the Pakistanis here say they were left with 3 million Afghan refugees, only 1 million of whom have gone home. They have a lot of problems here now, and they say the U.S. basically abandoned them after that war.
I understand, though, that that some of the folks who are most adamantly opposed to the campaign in Afghanistan called for a general strike, and it didn't happen.
General strike happened, but the general strike was not as successful as the religious parties which called the strike hoped it would be. I mean, lots of merchants across the country today did close their shops, but many, many merchants stayed open. It's very important here not to overstate the importance of the religious parties here. They are a tiny minority. They can put people in the streets, but it's a small number of people. And until you see the Pakistani common people, the middle class, until you see them come out into the streets, I don't think there's really any reason for the government here to be worried. But if people keep seeing television images of Afghanistan being bombed, then I think some of those people might come out into the streets, and then the government here could have a real problem containing those people.
Secretary of State Powell goes to India after his visit to Pakistan. What about the concerns that he'll hear from the Indians?
Well, I think the Indians are feeling increasingly left out. For the last several years, the relationship between the U.S. and India, which had been frosty for many decades, had been growing much warmer. And now, after September 11th, they think that things have changed, that the U.S. has embraced India's arch-rival Pakistan as its new best friend in the region. And I think what Secretary of State Powell has to try to do when he goes to New Delhi, and this is no easy task, is to try to convince India that it can be friends with Pakistan and with India. Now, India, of course, wants the U.S. to lean on Pakistan a little bit more when it comes to the idea of the terrorism it says is occurring in Indian-controlled Kashmir. And Pakistan, of course, says just the opposite. It wants the U.S. to lean on India to allow the Kashmiri people to decide their own fate. So walking a tightrope, definitely. That's what Secretary of State Powell is going to be doing on his very short visit to this region.
NBR's Michael Sullivan reporting from Islamabad. Michael, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Linda.